Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, a couple of things to cover. One, if you want to reach the show, get a million-dollar check. Make sure it's a cashier's check. Make it out to David Spoon and then send it FedEx to the KPRZ. Email, davidspoon at kprz.com. Facebook, go to the Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. We got a couple things that are going on that are very important. Let's do this together. Brian, we've never done this together. Ready? We're going to do this together. Ready? One, two, three. I want you to look out the window. The weather looks...
awesome.
There you go. Okay, that's the weather report. And the traffic looks... you can't see it from there. Doesn't matter.
Can't see it.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it is in traffic. You can't see what's going on. You know what I think in traffic? Tell me what you think about this, robo producer. Tell me what you think. I feel there's one person, and they're driving across all five lanes on the freeway at 5 miles an hour, and they just keep zigzagging back, and that's why traffic doesn't move.
That can be the only explanation for traffic.
That's what I thought.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay. All right. Setting trends wherever we go.
Brian, that's not you, is it?
No, it is not.
Good.
Setting trends or doing the traffic thing?
Both.
Okay. Brian, the famous Brian K. Smith, is in the studio for many reasons. One, they threw him out of the office. That's a good reason. He has to go somewhere, so he can't go home till like 4 something, so he's got to hang out somewhere. And then two, he wanted to talk about and have us discuss a little bit about See You at the Poll. And See You at the Poll is a student-led, student-initiated movement of prayer that revolves around students praying together on the third Wednesday of September.
That's tomorrow.
I was just going to say, is that tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Usually before school, and usually at the school's flagpole, as long as they still allow them to have flagpoles before they make those illegal as well. It involves students in elementary school, middle, junior high schools, colleges, and universities all over the world. Teachers and parents are often pray in support of the students on campus by gathering nearby, because they can't go on school property, and at their places of work or worship or at the city halls or wherever, because you don't have to be in a geographical spot for God to hear your prayer unless that spot is humbly on your knees. That's a little different. Okay, so talk to me about this. How long has this been going on?
Man, it's been going on for years. And so yesterday, I was just struggling. We all have work requirements. And at times, you know, we feel lonely, overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh, is this ever going to end? We come home at the end of the day. Sometimes we're discouraged. And it just was striking to me that oftentimes we forget the kind of pressure that our kids are under every day. We as adults often have skills in terms of, you know, wait a sec, whoa, you can't, you know, people want to give us baggage that we shouldn't have. Hey, wait a second, that's not for me, whatever, whatever, whatever. But the peer pressure in schools is just so hard. The authority structure of teachers, administrators, to honor them, yet to be careful not to take what all they're, you know, cramming down throats. Anyway, it just really struck me yesterday, David, that the incredible pressure that our kids are under in Christian schools, but primarily what was on my heart in non-Christian schools. And so I asked you yesterday, David, can we take just a couple minutes and just pray for our kids in San Diego, in schools throughout the county? We're praying for them tomorrow, remembering to see at the poll. But if we're wise and awake, we realize they're under pressure every day, September, October, November, December. And so just a call for the Christians in San Diego, remember the students, pray for them, uplift them in prayer.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of events that we either go to, we participate with, where when you're in church. Usually churches have certain events that revolve around things the church are trying to do via outreach or via some type of ministry. But it is an important thing to remember. And we, even though we talk about it, we talk about half-price tuition, and we support half-price tuition. We support Christian school and private school. But don't misunderstand. There is private, there is public, there is education going on in a lot of places. There's also a lot of warfare going on in these places. And I think that parents would be surprised. Well, if the Lord pulled back the veil and you saw how many influences were taking place in school that were not godly, I think most parents would just throw up, because you would be amazed to see the level of pressure that the kids are going through. And it's not just out of a performance. It's hardly ever out of a performance. I mean, we have schools that play soccer without soccer balls. That's not the problem. The problem is the pressure to transform. Now, listen to what I'm going to say. Transform and conform to be a citizen of the world. And that whole premise right there, that's the killer right there. That's the sneaky little thing. Oh, no, we should all be, you know, citizens of the world. You know what we should all be? Not citizens of the world, because we're looking for a new heavens and a new earth. We're not looking for the old one to get a Band-Aid. We're looking for a new one, the one that God creates that's new. We don't want to be friends with the world, because if you're friendly with the world, you're an enemy with God. They can't get away, right?
Amen. The scripture that was on my heart, David, is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And that word dismayed is, you know, stressed out, panic, often from something that is unexpected. And we all know in our own days, things come up during the day that can dismay us. And as you were just sharing, imagine in the lives of students in San Diego County what could go on every day that could cause them to be dismayed.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, we're going to pray for them. Is that okay, Robo Producer? You got that? It's big thumbs up. He's got kids in the school, so he knows what's going on. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and we praise you, we bless you, we worship you. You are great. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are to be praised on a regular basis, Lord. Yes. And even though we don't understand everything that you're doing, and we don't. We trust you with everything that we have. We trust you with all our heart. We don't lean on our own understanding. We acknowledge you in everything and pray that you will direct our steps. And we are lifting up the children in San Diego County right now, the children who are trying to coordinate for See You at the Pole, for praying for their Christian walk to be blessed, for their opportunity to share that would grow in this school year, and that you would empower and strengthen and equip them by the power of the Holy Spirit to be the vehicle and the vessels that you want them to be all over San Diego right now, even before they gather around the pole. Prepare, prep, equip, anoint, touch, bless your kids who are in a major war, a major fight. And we ask you to give them the prevailing confidence, the prevailing attitude that with you, Lord, all things are possible and all things are doable. And it doesn't matter what the enemy says or how loud the enemy barks. What matters is that you conquer, and you conquer in your kingdom. And we ask that your conquering kingdom would be a part of their lives. And kids all over San Diego County would touch you, and you would touch them, and there would be connection and salvation and grace and mercy and forgiveness and redemption and kingdom building. And let it happen in San Diego County, right here in California, in these United States of America, in this country that you've graced us with and given us a small time in. Amen. Please let your blessings flow upon all of them, and encourage the parents to be praying for and with these kids, and even for the kids that don't have parents, that somebody would come alongside them and pray with them, and they would know they are loved. And the one thing we do when we bring these prayers to you, Lord, big, mighty prayers, we pray them in the name of Jesus, because under no name other than Jesus is man to be saved. And that is where we trust for salvation, for grace, and for mercy.
Amen. And Lord, we pray for those mighty young men and young women of Gideon, Lord, where you visited him as he was hiding behind some things, God, but you were called him. And so for those that are struggling with standing up in front of their peers and walking to the polls, Lord, be with them when they call on your name as they take the long way from the cafeteria where they take a long way out to the field, Lord Jesus. Touch them, God. Move. Let your presence, let your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, fall on schools.
In Jesus' name, amen. Good job, Brian. Where are you going? You're running off. Where are you running? Brian's got to go. Brian's getting choked up. Brian's got to leave. He's leaving right now. Okay, I don't blame you. That was good. Good job, Brian. Here, take that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to do a giveaway, and then DDD, and then news and stuff like that. You be praying for our kids. They need the prayers. We need to be strong in that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back, so don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Minuit Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram is the number one volume Jeep dealer in San Diego County. For the ultimate in fall fun, put yourself in a two- or four-door Jeep Wrangler today. Visit Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mission Valley or at MidwayJeep.com.
Ever noticed how ants and other insects like to set up picnics in your home when it gets hot outside? This is Sue Freeze from Ecola. When the heat goes up, creepy, crawly, and flying things like to cool down. In your home, ants, spiders, and a lot of other insects will start appearing, and that's unsettling. You might even discover nests of bees or wasps in your attic. But here at Ecola, our expert, experienced technicians know how to get rid of any and all unwelcomed intruders, even critters like mice and rats. So before they start to picnic in your pantry, call us for a free estimate or inspection at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. We use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods to get rid of creepy, crawly, and flying house guests. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I want to invite you to begin your personal transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego. The same place noted alumni Miles McPherson, Mike McIntosh, and John Maxwell earned their theology degrees.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899. Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding is offering KPRZ listeners 3.5% APR at no cost. Let him meet with you and show you how he can get you 3.5% at no cost. Call 949-282-8428. 949-282-8428. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. But don't wait, this offer won't last. Call Jason at 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can go to parkplacefunding.net. And don't forget to ask for Jason. Plus, right now, every loan done through Jason at Park Place Funding, Jason will turn around and supply a backpack to a homeless child in Southern California through Feed the Children. Call Jason with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. Park Place Funding is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. San Diego, California. Ladies and germs. Wait, is that an old joke, ladies and germs? I guess that is. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our friend Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Here's the deal. I'm not going to go through the read that way. I like doing more live stuff and be more normal. Here's the deal. If you have any roofing issue at all, okay, anything, if you've got a new roof issue, an old roof replacement, some repairs, something you don't know, something you're not sure about, call them. 760-743-8803, okay? Or go to excaliberroofing.com. Fill out their contact us form and talk to them. Call 760-743-8803. Estimates are free. The work they do is excellent. They've been around. Eric's been doing it for over 20 years. He's licensed. He's bonded. And do you know what the real cool thing is? You meet the guy, you love him. He's a brother in the Lord. So you shouldn't have any problems there. My encouragement, if you have any desire, any need, any process at all to get roof work done, call Eric at Excalibur Roofing. And as we like to say, they got you covered. There you go. Okay, Robo, do we want to take a call on a trivia? What's our time? Where are we? We got like 5 minutes, right?
You're in the studio. We have 5 minutes, and we can indeed take a call. I believe I'm kind of in the maybe light trivia mood.
Light trivia mood. Well, here's the deal. If you call, you don't have to come on the air, but you're welcome to come on the air. We're going to take the first caller that calls in, but you have to have a clear connection for a robo producer to hear you, because if you call and it goes...
Would you like fries with that?
It's like, come on, man. Nobody can do business like that. So if you're not sure your phone's going to work it, don't do it.
If you're driving on the freeway, don't call.
Well, if you got a covered car, nice, and it's you can, or something, or they got a good Bluetooth. By the way, don't do anything illegal. I don't encourage illegal activity. That's all I'm saying right now. That's when I dress up as Batman. That's different. No, no, I'm kidding. All right,
okay,
so
Sheldon.
here's the trivia.
Batman.
Here's the trivia.
I'm Batman.
Okay, here's the trivia question. Ready? Here we go. Ready? Oh, what am I giving away? Oh, good idea. Maybe I should tell people that. I am giving away a copy of Anne Graham Lott's book, Wounded by God's People, Discovering How God's Love Heals Our Hearts. So that's what I'm giving away. Here's the trivia question. Let's see if you can get it. According to Peter, this is making reference to 1st and 2nd Peter. According to Peter, a day for the Lord is like blank years. According to Peter... A day for the Lord is like blank years, okay? So you just got to think that through. The number 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. The book that we're giving away, Anne Graham Lott's book, Wounded by God's People. So you have to be able to answer, according to Peter, a day for the Lord is like blank years. So you got to be able to answer what that is in order to win. You can come on the show. You do not have to come on the show. Some people don't like coming on the show. It's all right. I mean, not everybody likes it. Some people who work in radio don't like getting on radio. There's nothing wrong with that. That's normal stuff, okay? Normal. I don't know about normal. There's nobody in this studio that works here that is really normal. So I should say that right now.
David?
Yes, sir.
We have a Ron from Spring Valley ready to go on the air, and he's ready for a guess.
Okay, so let's have Ron from Spring Valley jump on the phone with us and talk to us. Ron, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, thank
you.
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Quite well, thank you.
All right, so here's a great opportunity to win this book from Anne Graham Lott. And I'm just going to ask this. You don't have to give me any details or anything, but have you ever been in a church situation where either you or somebody you knew got wounded in a church situation?
Absolutely, personally.
Yeah. So you've gone through it. You kind of know what that deal is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is
awful, but it's you can overcome it. Yes.
Yeah, you know, that's the big thing. I think people think that once you've been hurt, there's no recovery, and that's not true, is it?
Not true.
Yeah.
I grew personally from it. So God told me to get my eyes off of the structure and put my eyes on him.
Yeah, that's...
I got that message. I really did.
That's good right there, because, you know, if you're always looking at the situation is 99% of the time it's superbly volatile and goes up and down, whereas God is constant and steady and faithful, and there's where the peace of mind comes in when your thoughts are fixed on him.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, you get ready to answer the question. You ready? Here it comes. Here it comes. All right. So the big question is, according to Peter, a day for the Lord is like blank years.
I'm going to say 1,000 years.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner.
Spoon!
All right, thank you.
All right. Nice job. All right, so here's what we got to do, and this is kind of how we have to do these things, just part of the business part of it. What we're going to do is I'm going to take a break, and then while we're taking the break, we're going to put you on hold. You're going to be on hold for about 2 minutes. Then RoboProducer is going to get your information, and we'll coordinate to get the book and you and put you guys together, okay?
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you so much for what you do.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you, brother. Okay, so make sure to hang on. Don't go anywhere. Make sure he doesn't go anywhere. I don't want Ron to go anywhere, right? Okay, we'll take a break, and then you can get the info. Is that good? Are we sound like a plan?
I got some oat for you. Get up. I got a lot of oat.
Okay, I'll just take that as a yes. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I'm going for a DDD that's going to challenge you. We'll be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
ZeroRez is the only carpet cleaning company that uses nothing but harmless, chemical-free water. Call 858-486-4100 or ZeroRezSanDiego.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Here at the station and all around the city, the doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute are getting a lot of attention. Their total knee replacement deferral program is gaining momentum with the results they're getting. If you have knee arthritis and have been wanting to walk better, get more activity or enjoyment out of life, then this new information may be just what you've been praying to hear about. Whether you're told you're bone on bone or surgeon after surgeon has said that knee replacement is your only option, there still may be hope. The highly skilled doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute are using laser-guided Hologic digital imaging to guide an FDA-approved cushioning and lubricating material right to where you need it the most to help your pain. There's so much science and research behind it, and it's been found to be so effective that it's covered by Medicare and most major insurances for properly screened arthritis sufferers. For your risk-free screening, call 800-204-KNEE. That's 800-204-KNEE or 5633. They're waiting for your call. Call 800-204-KNEE.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Can you reach the show? Yeah, sure you can reach the show. But Dave, how do I reach the show? Well, there's many ways to reach the show. You can always call during the show and just say during the show, Dave, love your show. Or Dave, don't like your show. Or Dave, why are you on the radio? You can do any of those things.
Could you just put your arm out? That'd be reaching for the show.
Let me think. Can you put your arm out? Yeah, but see, we're on the fifth floor and, you know, there's all that security. I don't know. I would say, yeah, maybe. You can always call the show, 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. Some people will ask me, you know, you seem like you're kind of like, you know, lighthearted. It's like, you know, I mean, this is serious business. And my response to most of those people, which a lot of people don't like my response, I guess I got to work on a new one, is A, buy a pocket mirror, B, take pocket mirror out, put in hand, C, put face in front of pocket mirror, D, laugh like God does. You like that? That's pretty good, huh? Straightforward. The bottom line to most of the stuff that we're doing, just living life as a Christian. That's what we're doing. A couple of things have also come through the news. We already talked about the China News Network. That's not a good thing, in my opinion. Did you hear about the student that was busted? Oh, should I tell people still how to get a hold of us? I probably forgot that, huh? You want to get a hold of us? Stand out your front door and yell the name of the show. The David Spoon Experience. The person who yells the loudest, that's the person I'll reply to. There you go. Also, you can find us on Facebook at The David Spoon Experience and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. Just so you can know, we talked about the, like I said, the China News Network, that thingy right there. There's a couple other things I did want to talk about real quickly. One, our very good representative Nancy Pelosi claims there is nothing left to cut from the budget. So there's no pork, there's no nothing, there's nothing big in the budget, there's nothing bulging in the budget. So here's my response to that, because you can't possibly believe she really says stuff like, can you believe she says stuff like this?
I got one. How about Obamacare?
Yeah. How about this one? How about no more paid vacations for any government officials until they get the country moving in the right direction? Everybody's paid vacation is canceled if you're a federal if you are a politician and paid by the people. You get to working, get your jobs, doing your jobs instead of creating more problems, then we'll give you back vacation pay. Don't you think? And then the politicians that do really well, they should be rewarded. And I don't think it should be a payoff system and a bribe system. I think there's better ways to do it. Number two, did you hear about the student that got in trouble for handing out copies of the Constitution of the United States? Right here in Modesto, at Modesto Junior College in California, a student was handing out copies of the Constitution of the United States, got busted, and was asked to step off the campus because he was giving people the Constitution of the United States. Come on. Nobody had to take it. He wasn't shoving it in people's pockets. He had copies of the Constitution. He was offering to anybody that wanted them. People were walking by. He gives them a copy of the Constitution. How is that offending somebody? That's offensive, that Constitution. Get out of this country. If that's offensive, get out. Also, Syria prepared, I don't know if the LA Times said this, Syria prepared to miss their first deadline. I'm sorry, was that a surprise? They missed their first deadline. Yeah. Well, manish tanahai laila hazeh mikol alelot. And for those of you that don't know, the Manish Tana is, why should this day be different than any other day? Of course they missed their deadline. Who thought they were going to make the deadline? Nobody. Ay, ay, ay. You know, I need something to make me laugh. Ready? You ready? Yeah, ready?
I'm ready, but we have a caller.
We have a caller? Okay.
We have Jeff on the line. He wants to talk about sure. Being wounded in the church.
Fire away. Jeff, you there?
Hi, David.
How are you?
Good. I listen to you every day on the way home.
Oh, I appreciate that. I hope it doesn't drive you nuts.
No, you make me laugh. Well,
good. I'm glad, brother.
It's a pretty cool Christian show. I mean, I got to admit.
I appreciate that. So did you have a situation where you were wounded in a church?
Yeah, I got stabbed in the back by my pastor. At least I thought so. So I stayed out of fellowship for 20 years. I was pissed off, that man.
Wow, 20 years, and then what happened? Did you? Are you still in that same place, or is the Lord kind of bringing you around?
No, I had a huge trial with my wife, and and then to the point where I was suicidal, and then God brought me back to church.
Wow. Wow, and are you doing better? Are you feeling better, walking better?
I'm totally blessed. I'm blessed. I my circumstances are the same, but I'm totally ghosted, totally blessed.
That's awesome, anyway. Jeff. That's great,
so now
great news.
I'm encouraging other believers who had the same wounds, they're staying away from church just to go. God will honor it eventually. It took like a couple years, but he honored it eventually.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note, and you just brought up a point that I want to bring up that's really important for the audience to hear, and that is if you've been hurt in a church and you go back to church, do not expect trumpets to be blowing off and fireworks to go off and oh, he's back, oh, hallelujah. It's like, you know, it's going to take a little while to get back to the place where you feel like it's a place you can go again, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Just give it a try. Don't keep running away from God. Run towards him. That's the key.
That's the key. You're right. I just wanted to share that with you.
Great job, Jeff. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. God bless. All right, nice phone call. Great phone call by Jeff, huh? That's really right on the target. Awesome stuff, man. Okay, see, now I don't have to have a joke now because he just lifted my spirits up by sharing something good that God did. And that makes me – see, anytime I hear God doing anything, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I've been waiting for this now, I got a Going Off the Grid DDD. I think you're going to like it.
Far, we've been traveling far.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Remember that sweet song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Maybe they need to play that soundtrack on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Not that it's ever going to be all warmth and cuddles in government, but it's laughable and more often outrageous when we observe the contradictions. Democrats have cranked up the rhetoric toward Republicans over the Affordable Health Care Act this week. The president warning any GOP questions and opposition would plunge the nation back to recession. Not that we really thought we were out of the recession, but Representative Nancy Pelosi, famous for saying we needed to vote for Obamacare first so we could see what was in it later, branded Republicans as, quote, legislative arsonists, wanting to basically burn down the country. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid went beyond that, calling opponents, quote, anarchists, fanatics, ready to start in a new Thelma and Louise movie, driving the nation off of a cliff. Meanwhile, we're told it's the conservatives, especially Christian conservatives, it must be civil. Meanwhile, Republicans are beating up on their own in debates over the same topic. Nope, not feeling the love from politicians at all right now. I think it's time to call yours and mine and let them know how we really feel. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
The real estate collapse that began in 2008 hurt a lot of hardworking people in San Diego, and some people are still feeling the effects to this day. We all now understand how important it is to have an experienced real estate professional on our team before making a decision to buy or sell a home. In San Diego, the stakes are too high for anything less. Nick Alamedine with Premier Homes is someone you can trust for advice about your real estate. Just call 858-455-7000. 6700 today for a free consultation and neighborhood analysis. That's 858-455-6700. 858-455-6700 to speak with real estate broker Nick Alamedine with Premier Homes, someone you can trust to help you with all your real estate needs in San Diego. 858-455-6700. That's 858-455-6700.
We adore our doctor. We've been with him since the kids were little. We like to say he knows us all upside down and inside out. So when we switched our healthcare to MediShare, it was a relief to know we wouldn't have to change physicians, like often happens with company-sponsored health plans. MediShare isn't insurance. It's Christian medical sharing. Thousands of believers who agree to share each other's medical bills. The cost is reasonable because members live God-honoring lifestyles. And our dollars are never used to support procedures we don't believe in. It's Christian. It's great healthcare. MediShare makes sense.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 800-63-BIBLE. Not available in Kentucky or Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 800-63-BIBLE. That's 800-63-BIBLE.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery." So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Just for information, you know the FYI, for your information.
I always call it FWI.
What's it called?
Fee.
Fee?
Fee?
Fee? Okay. I'm going to go with the FYI thing. We're going to replay our interview with Weird Al Yankovic on Thursday.
Great guy.
Yeah, great interview. Really enjoyed it. We're going to replay that on Thursday. We also have a special guest coming in Thursday. Plus, I'm also doing another special interview tomorrow with like a big-time theologian.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if it's me, I'm getting up in the world, or I'm just thinking they're big-time theologians and everybody's fooling me. But either way, it doesn't matter. I'm having fun, so I guess that's what counts. I want to do this DDD that I've been kind of sitting on for a little while. It's an older one. Remember when you did remember how I will do, like, I'll do a book, and then I'll do DDDs that follow, and then I kind of do them in sequence. We started in November. By the way, people don't know this. By the way, November 5th will be our one-year anniversary. What do you think of that? That means I've been on the year for 1 year.
November 5th.
November 5th.
1955. Oh, wait, that's longer than a year.
Yeah. Wait. Is that the time machine time? November 5th,
1955? This is heavy.
Okay. Anyway, the whole point is we'll do a book, and so we started in Genesis, and in 9 months we covered the whole Bible. Okay, so now we're going through the Bible again, only now because the Lord's really trying to teach me stuff. I'm doing Exodus because I'm going through the Bible, but I'm simultaneously going through Matthew in a different version. So I'm doing two separate versions, going two different. I mean, it's incredible. It's a lot of stuff, but in the midst of that, I have occasionally I take a detour. Do you know what a detour is? A detour is when you get the tour of the D. That's what a detour is. And I took in a detour, and we call it what? Going off the grid, right? That's what we call it. This is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. You're going to say, well, Dave, you just said Exodus. You just said Matthew. How are you talking about Ephesians? Okay, I just said we're going off the grid. I'm not going to repeat that. I'm not repeating that. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, wonderful, wonderful verse. Listen to this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Listen to this. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In Jesus we find an acceptance. Get ready for the big Greek word. Ready? I don't know. You're going to have to spell this. I don't know if you're going to be able to spell this out, so we're just going to have to try. It's proslambono. P-R-O-S-L-A-M-B-O-N-O. Proslambono. Now, I know somebody's going to come on tomorrow or something and say, it's proslambano. Okay, whatever. That's as close to Greek as you need to get. Come on. Here's what it means. When it says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved, that's accepted in Jesus Christ the beloved, here's what that Greek word proslambono means. Ready? Listen to these definitions. Mind-blowing. Remember, he made us accepted in the beloved. One of the definitions for that Greek word is to take as one's companion. Another definition is to take by the hand in order to lead. Another definition is to take or receive into one's home with the collateral idea of kindness. Is that great? Also a definition, to receive, to grant one access to one's heart, to take into friendship. Now I'm going to repeat those because of how awesome they are. We are accepted in Jesus Christ to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Listen to the definitions of the word accepted. Just remember, we're accepted in Jesus. Listen to the definition. To take as one's companion. That's accepted in Jesus. To take by the hand in order to lead. That's being accepted in Jesus. To take or receive into one's home, that's being accepted in Jesus. With the collateral idea of showing kindness, that's accepted in Jesus. To receive or grant one access to one's heart, that's what accepted means in Jesus. To take into friendship, that's what accepted means in Jesus. Listen to that great one. Is that unbelievable? To take or receive into one's home with the collateral idea of kindness. That's the acceptance God has given us in Jesus Christ. To grant one access to one's heart. That's what it means to be accepted in Jesus. God grants us access to his heart. Oh, come on, folks. That is just outstanding. To take into friendship. That's what God does. In Jesus, he takes us. God takes us into friendship. He takes us as a companion. He takes us by the hand in order to lead us. He takes us and receives us into his home with the idea of showing kindness. He grants us access to his heart. He takes us into friendship. That's what acceptance is, and we find that acceptance in Jesus. Listen to this co-passage. Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. Oh, man, folks. That's serious right there. You get in that? That's some serious stuff. We're talking about taking people into our lives, receiving them into our homes, granting them access to our hearts, walking with them in friendship, helping lead and guide and strengthen one another. That's what God does for us through Jesus Christ in making us accepted. That's what we're supposed to do with one another. Is that beautiful? That's some nice stuff right there, my friend. That's some serious stuff. So you got Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. And then you have Romans 15, 7, accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. Those are the two verses. Man, you got to put them together. God accepts us. We need to be accepting of the brethren. And yeah, we have differences of theology. Don't you have a difference with your brother or your sister? They're still your brother or sister, right? Well, that's true of your Jesus blood relatives too. Right? That's cool stuff. I mean, that's just good stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes and forms and shapes. we're going to take a break and come back, and then I've got perhaps the best joke in the world. Okay, well, the best joke for the segment, let's just say that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming back. Be prepared to laugh.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Don't be hunted by the cost of Halloween products this year. Shop 99-cent only stores first for your home, office, and school Halloween decor. Get Halloween decor and party supplies for only 99.99 cents each.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding is offering KPRZ listeners 3.5% APR at no cost. Let him meet with you and show you how he can get you 3.5% at no cost. Call 949-282-8428. 949-282-8428. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. But don't wait, this offer won't last. Call Jason at 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can go to parkplacefunding.net. And don't forget to ask for Jason. Plus, right now, every loan done through Jason at Park Place Funding, Jason will turn around and supply a backpack to a homeless child in Southern California through Feed the Children. Call Jason with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. Park Place Funding is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862.
Joey, there's an E. cola truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. cola. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. cola, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. cola heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. cola man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. cola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some.
some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried, just eat it.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Just eat it. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. You know, that's my favorite song that he did right there, that Weird Al song right there. So speaking of food.
Always makes me hungry.
Speaking of food, I have a food article. A food article. That's right. As Ron is walking by, Ohio State Ron. A food article. Everybody's got their head bobbing up and down. A food article. Burger King. Okay, yeah, see, I said it was a real food article. You thought I was kidding. Burger King has produced now, ready? Have you heard this? You already heard it? You did? You're killing me. The lower calorie Satis fries.
The last time they tried to do that, they were horrible.
They're low calorie Satis fries. So they're not French fries, they're Satis fries.
Goes right up there with McDonald's Mighty Wings.
Okay, first of all, I had the Mighty Wings.
And?
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent. Highly recommended.
Now you just need to change the name.
No, I mean highly recommended, but spicy. Spicy, spicy, spicy.
Are they boneless?
Boy, that, now they're bone in, but they're spicy. You know what you need with them? Ranch dressing. And actually, if you really want to do it right, you can't use their ranch dressing because it's only fair. You got to get your own good ranch dressing. Like that, whatever's that one brand that's like the whatever classic ranch dressing that everybody uses with the packets. You know what I'm talking about? It's a classic one. Anyway, you got to get your own ranch dressing. The Mighty Wings, the wings are really, really, really good. I'm not kidding. Yeah, they are. This Burger King, the Satis fries, first of all, they've only got 20% fewer calories.
So are they replacing the old fries, or this is just like an alternative you can get?
I think what they're going to offer is an alternative called Satis fries, and instead of it being 340 calories, it's 270 calories. Yeah.
If I'm going to eat a French fry, you know what? I know what's going to not do me very good.
No, I like that one. That's a huge difference. That's funny. All right, so.
This just in from the famous Brian K. Smith. How about animal fries from In-N-Out?
I'm not following.
Calorie-wise.
Oh. You know, we did have.
Those are good.
We did have our entire discussion today about manimals. Did you hear about that? You didn't hear? Did you hear? Did you hear?
Brian didn't.
Oh, the manimals, because they found clippings for an animal, a clipper for animal clipper, and then a human shaving cream, and they were trying to figure it out. And I wrote the email, and I said that was for my manimal, which is half man, half animal. So I needed the human stuff to do the shaving cream, and then the pet clippers for the clipping for the animal part.
No, we said animal fries, not manimal fries, David.
I can't remember. I'm doing the best I can. You know, it's not easy being me.
All I know is I'm hungry now.
Yeah, okay. Burger King coming up with Satis fries. You know, I give them an A for the name. Satis fries?
That's a lot better than Mighty Wings.
That is the worst name ever. It's so bad. It's like Mighty Wings. It's like I'm waiting for the Mighty Rangers or something. Those
you know
little
what?
Ranger thing. It's like,
this
what
has just
is
been
that?
Decided. I'm going to go to McDonald's when I get them, and that's exactly how I'm going to order them. You had like one order of your Mighty Wings, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird. All right, ready for the jokes?
Let's do it.
Okay. Now, I personally have reviewed these jokes.
Great.
Okay. There's a very funny one, though some Christians will be like, what? But take a deep breath. Okay, this is a simple one. Ready?
Ready.
I had a dream I was a muffler, and I woke up exhausted. Okay, gong. Okay, hold on. Today, I gave my dead batteries away. Free of charge. Okay. I'm so bright, my mother calls me son. I will tell you right now that while there are a lot of Christians who will not be able to stomach this joke, the other half that listen to us, see, because there's about a third or a fourth that like aren't really believers. Then there's like two, the other half believers, but kind of like trying to get back into the swing, and then other ones that are much maybe a little bit more specific and strict and so on and so forth. This is only going to apply to the first group. Okay. I'm telling you right now. But it's funny. You tell me if this isn't one of the funniest ones you've heard. Ready? The past, the present, and the future walk into a bar. It was tense. Come on. Come on. Past, present, and future. I mean, if I had said that, I could have said the same thing. The past, the present, and the future walk into a church. It was tense.
That was actually very
funny. That's very funny. Come on. It was tense.
I'm worrying about your funny bone on that one if you don't laugh.
Yeah, that's funny. If you think of a better fish pun, let me know. Minnow. Let me know. Let minnow. Minnow. Get it? All right, I got to hurry up on some of these. Ready? Change is hard. Have you ever tried to bend a coin? I don't even know why that's funny. This is a rapper joke. Have we ever done a rapper joke before?
No.
Okay. Two packs of M&Ms for 50 cents? Man, that's ludicrous. Come on. I think that's pretty funny. Come on. All right. All right, last one on this one. I tried to catch some fog earlier. I didn't finish. I tried to, just so you can know. I caught you on that one. I tried to catch some fog earlier. I missed. Come on. All right, enough buzzing. You got to get the gong thing back. That's better. That's better. All right, ladies and germs, that's what we did today. We had fun. We talked about the Bible. We talked about, we prayed for our kids in San Diego. We did the things we need to do. And hopefully you're just one zillionth of an inch closer than you were when you started listening. We're taking a 22-hour break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. in San Diego. We'll see y'all in 22 hours.